2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome to Thursday afternoon KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he will vote to support the debt ceiling deal, but Senator Mike Lee is adamantly opposed. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, the Davis School District plans to remove the Bible from elementary and middle school libraries after a content challenge to the scriptures. That challenge is being appealed. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Hottest spot in town is going to be northbound I-15, Sandy to Murray, and then just southbound Woods Cross to North Salt Lake. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a beautiful Thursday, but get ready for more thunderstorms this afternoon into early evening, highs in the upper 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
75 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Senate leaders scrambling behind the scenes to get the Senate vote tonight or tomorrow on a bill to raise the debt ceiling and cut federal spending.
We don't know what's at stake here, but everyone does have the right to say and put their amendments in, and we'll go through that process.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin. President Biden gave the commencement address today at the U.S. Air Force Academy.
These graduates will have the additional pride of starting their careers of service led by a general that might say, butt-kicking American airmen.
And as he left the stage, the president took a fall. The White House says he is fine. Former President Trump was told about it while he was at an event in Iowa.
He actually fell down. Well, I hope he wasn't hurt.
Mr. Trump also referred to an incident where he had some trouble walking down a ramp at a West Point graduation. A structural engineer's report issued last week indicated the wall of an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, which partially collapsed Sunday, was at imminent risk of crumbling, but the owner nor city officials warned residents about it. Daria Albinger, ABC.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
And now the KSL in-depth. So Congressman Chris Stewart announced he's going to resign sometime this fall. And there are going to be a lot of people running for his seat. Yesterday we were talking about a lot of politicians sitting at the table with their spouses saying, well, what do we want to do with this? KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has been hearing rumblings about this. She talks to a lot of politicians and she's joining me live. So Lindsay, has your phone been ringing?
Yeah, well, I don't know if my phone's been ringing. I'm not that important, let's be honest. But I find it really fascinating. Like, I'm at this point right now, Jeff, where I'm like, unless you're in, I'm not going to report it. Because there's just so many names that are coming forward that it's like, are you considering? Are you mulling? Is considering more than mulling? Like, do you intend? Like, what does that all mean, right?
Okay, how many people are we talking about?
Well, I've got an unofficial list of 21 people whose names I've heard rumored. Okay,
are you serious?
But the only people I've talked to are Becky Edwards has confirmed to me she's in no matter what. On the Democratic side, she's a Republican. On the Democratic side, Kathleen Rebe is a Democrat. She's a state senator. She's in no matter what, she's told me. Those are the only two confirmed names that I have talked to. State Senator Todd Weiler told me he's definitely considering. State Senator Dan McKay said he is seriously mulling. And so it's like, what does all this language mean? And who's is considering more close than mulling? I don't really know what they all mean when they say these things.
I mean, the things they're considering are whether they want to make the life investment in spending half their time in Washington. There are always family issues involved with that. And then there's the raising the money.
Yeah. And you think about how grueling and time consuming being an elected official is. I mean, these representatives are flying back and forth from D.C. to Utah, sometimes weekly, right? Takes a big toll on your family. So you got to be in a stage of life where maybe you don't have young kids, or if you do have young kids, you've got childcare set up, right? And it's a sacrifice on your family. So they're weighing all of these things. And some of them are currently in elected positions right now, right? So they're trying to weigh, okay, if I run for this thing, can I still run for my state seat later, depending on when this election is? And where are my needs best in the state? What do I want to do, right?
You know, there's another factor, though. A national office race for Congress, you're going to get beat up a lot worse during the campaign than for a state office. And who wants that ugly coming at them? They have to decide that.
And when you think about how close the margins are in the U.S. House of Representatives with Republicans, I imagine the RNC is going to come at this race very heavily when it comes to, we need to keep this seat, right?
Of course. Meantime, Becky Edwards actually announced to you yesterday, Boyd Matheson was on the air wondering why people are rushing so fast after Chris Stewart's announcement and speaking of his family needs. Has there been any blowback toward Becky Edwards?
I haven't noticed any blowback from people per se. In fact, if my Twitter feed is any gauge, she got a lot of support. Not that my Twitter feed is a gauge,
right,
but it's very informal. But what I will say is some may perceive the timing of her announcement as a little bit insensitive on the same day Chris Stewart is announcing that his wife is ill and he's going to step down because of it. So some people wanted her to take a breath. But I think she, I'm just speaking from my perspective, I think she needed to fill a lane and she wanted to jump out the gate with that. She said the reason she needs to get in so quickly is because it's a shortened timeline. No matter what the timeline ends up being, it's a shortened campaign season. She's got to go visit everyone in the district and she wants to do that and let them know that she wants to represent them.
Thank you for the inside look.
You
it's
bet,
really
guys.
Cool. Lindsay Ertz joining us live. It's 3:50.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.